Yeah, well, we have the great privilege today. Janet's going to come and share a few notices in a minute, but we have the great privilege of having Joseph and Leslie Lee with us today, as some of you who were here earlier have heard me say. But how long ago did we meet Joseph? Was it a couple of years ago? 2.5, 3 years ago? Was it? I don't know how long. And Rob, you sent out an email. I think Rob sent me an email. Thank you, Rob. Talking about this young couple who had just come back from the Pacific Islands, who had been ministering very powerfully in the Pacific Islands, and had just felt God call them back to New Zealand and to move through New Zealand, especially in some of the smaller centres, and work with churches that would combine and host meetings of outpouring and moves of God and so on. I'm keen to meet. So we met in a cafe up the road, and I tell you, it wasn't long, and I really felt I really like this man, and Leslie, and I could feel their spirit. I could feel it was really clean.
Yeah.
Now, believe me, I have felt some things that are not so clean, but I really felt they had a really clean, pure motive, and I could feel their love for the Lord. I could feel their love for people. I could feel their love for the presence of God, the Holy Ghost, the power of God. And then at some stage we started to have a bit of a conversations about deliverance. Then I knew. And so we talked and there was plans and this sort of thing, but plans that haven't worked out quite the way they originally thought, with the way the lockdown situations worked and COVID situations and so on. But they have been able to do some pretty significant things and meeting in various places. And so I love their heart. I love what I hear coming out of them. I love their spirit. And I'm so grateful that there's a couple, and I say this relative to my age, a younger couple who are carrying a passion, yeah, for the power of God, the presence of God, anointing, revival,
yes,
moving in the gifts of the Spirit, words of knowledge, healing, deliverance, seeing people transformed. I'm so glad that there's a younger couple in our nation that are rising up who obviously carry a move of God in their lives. I want to tell you, we've got to have another generation of men and women who carry the fire of God, who carry the passion for revival, and not just want to preach 20-minute messages and then go home. We've got to have the power of God moving in our nation. And it takes men and women to carry that fire and to carry that anointing and carry it even amongst great opposition at times. We've got to see another generation rise up who have a passion to carry the power of God. Amen.
Hi, everyone. Wow, it is nice to be back. Oh, it's just, honestly, we've been looking forward to coming here for months. This is our reward. You know, you plow some hard ground in New Zealand, and you dig in and you see God move, and it's really awesome, but it takes a lot sometimes. And we feel like, you know, we're here where the ground is already dug, the river's already flowing, and the well is already spilling over. Amen? Woo! So I feel like we're just going to be more refreshed than you guys, to be honest. Yeah, it would be. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Well, our little girl, Ocean, everyone, do you want to say hello?
Hi.
So we minister as a family. We've got a baby over there somewhere and then two in the kids' church. But she got a vision this morning, and we just wanted to share it with you. Do you want to say it?
And we'll get you to stand up if this vision applies to you, okay, in your seat, and we're going to pray for a few people. So the only thing we ask is that, you know, it takes a lot for Ocean to come up here. She's only 9. She's still, you know, growing in her gift and standing in front of people and everything like that. And so as the Lord is honouring you guys, bringing a word through here, if you feel like this is for you, please honour her by standing up so we can pray. Amen. Do you want to share it? Okay.
You're going to have things.
That someone here that I
can't. The dream, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember. So somewhere, there's someone here, or maybe more than one person, and it's about dreams and dreaming big, right? And Ocean got a vision around that you feel like you can't dream big. Is that right? And that you want to stick with small dreams because you're not sure if God's going to come through with the big dreams, so you've stopped dreaming big. But God is saying to you this morning, dream big. Because he is the God of the impossible, and he is the God of those big dreams that you've stopped dreaming. Is that right?
Is that everything, darling? Okay. So today, is that you over there, ma'am? Come up here right now. Come on. Come on, come up here right now. Come on, we're going to pray for you before we get into this. Come on. Because of the disappointment of other dreams that have not come to pass. Come on, Ocean, lay hands on this lady here. Because of the dreams of disappointment that have not come to pass in your life, you have stopped dreaming big. Thank you, Father in heaven. Whew, I just feel the Holy Spirit here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And today, the Lord says over you, dream big again. Dream big again. Just move her on, sweetie, and we can just pray. Dream big again. Because the Lord is faithful to your dreams. And as Ocean touches you, I just believe that there is going to be a release against that spirit of disappointment, that spirit of discouragement that has stopped you from dreaming big, from trusting your God. Dream big again, says the Lord, for I am faithful to watch over your dreams. I am faithful to watch over your words. And the Lord says, out of a 9-year-old kid today, out of a 9-year-old kid today, that you have access to the big dreams of God. Keep it moving. The big dreams of God. The big dreams of God. The big dreams of God. The big thoughts of God, the big plans of God. For he is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should relent. Has he not said, and he will not bring it to pass? Has he not spoken, and he will not do? Whew, in Jesus' mighty name, Father, release the dreams in this church. Release the bigness of the dream in this house over God's people. Bring her up to that side, honey. Bring her up to that side. Over God's people. Over God's people. Over God's people. Over God's people. Just over here, brother. Over God's people. Over God's people. Today, I break the assignment of disappointment. I break the assignment of unbelief. I break the assignment of the sense of failure. The sense of not measuring up, the sense of needing to be more qualified before God to do it. No, we break the power of that. He doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called, Father. We thank you for grace in this meeting today, being abundant to your name. The grace of God to fulfill his promises. The grace of God to fulfill his promises. Whew. Break it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Wow, we just had church. Oh, that's great. The time's going backwards. That's awesome. So good. I was in one church and I was looking at the clock down the wall because I wanted to honor the timing, and the sneaky guy down the back took the clock off the wall and hid it. I thought that was quite funny. Anyway, thank you, Lord. It's so good to be here. We just feel like family, and just feel blessed to be in this place and are excited about what God's going to do. I just want to read a testimony to you I just got through this morning. Are you guys keen to hear a testimony? And I thought it was quite poignant that we prayed for you, sir, because this is one of the testimonies. I try and read new ones, amen. I like to read stuff that God is doing now, that's happening, that's in the moment, so we can put our faith towards what God is doing. And this one here is from Motueka, where we were like 3-4 weeks ago or something like that. I can't remember. 5-6 weeks ago. Lord help me. I need to get home for Christmas, guys. At the Sunday night meeting at the Baptist church, Joe walked up to a retired man, because this is from the pastor, emailed me this, and asked him if he had anything Joe could pray for. The man said he was fine. I asked again, "Don't you have anything I can pray for you?" This man said he was fine. He didn't want prayer at all. Praise God, he's more gracious than us, amen. I persisted, and actually the man had cancer of the bone for 8 years, and he had undergone a lot of chemotherapy, and he remained on the chemo pills to this day, so he's still taking them. In the week prior, the man had required to have monthly blood tests to keep up with the changes. So every month he'd get a blood test that increases dosage, that decreases dosage. In the week before Joe and Leslie had come to Motueka, his red blood cell count had increased, and his oncologist said they would need to do further tests and possibly increase the chemo pill dose. There was also another issue with the bone number that had been low since the cancer, and there was no way to recover the bone number. So the bones were basically irreparable from the cancer. After Joe prayed for the man that God would heal his cancer, he went back to get his blood test that week, and the oncologist rang him to say, "Good news, the red blood count is normal, and the bone number had increased." Come on, Jesus. And he had no explanation. The oncologist had no explanation, because doctors don't when this kind of thing happens. The man told him he had received prayer, and the oncologist said it was the realm of the miraculous. I don't know if that oncologist was a Christian or he was just prophesying, but that was the realm of the miraculous. And so the Lord actually told me to pray for anyone that has cancer today based on that testimony before Wes had brought you up, sir. And so I just believe that this testimony is for you, because it came through this morning at 7 p.m. this morning. A.m. Sorry. Your dad's going through that exact cancer, okay? So let's pray for it. Why don't we just put our hands out, church, right now? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father in heaven. Thank you, Father. Father, right now we thank you for the conduit of the Spirit, that there's no distance in the Spirit, that there is a reason why I shared this testimony this morning, Father. There is a reason. It is not by mistake, Lord, but you have your ways of encouraging your people in the realm of faith, Father. And so I just release her as the point of contact for healing for her dad in the name of Jesus right now. Be healed in Jesus' name. I speak to your dad right now. Be healed. We rebuke bone cancer. We rebuke the spirit behind it. We rebuke the curse that brung it. And we command it to leave right now in Jesus' name. And we release this lady to be the hands and feet of Jesus towards her dad in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, what's his name? Anthony, be healed in Jesus' name. Tony, people called you Tony, be healed in Jesus' name. I release it right now. There's something about Tony. He's called Anthony, but I hear Tony. There's something about that term of endearment that he'll understand from his life as a gift of, as a sign of faith for him in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Okay, bone cancer. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't this interesting that I shared that testimony this morning, eh? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father in heaven. Come on, honey, just lay hands on her right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come against bone cancer according to the testimony. According to the testimony. According to the testimony of faith. And the spirit of prophecy. I rebuke the curse that caused it. I rebuke the spirit that brought it. And I command the bone cancer, the curse, to leave her body. In Jesus' mighty name, fire right now in your body, come out in Jesus' name. Out now in the name of Jesus. Curse, I reject you. I plead the cross over you right now. Jesus became a curse for us that every blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles by faith. Right now, let fire in the bones. I speak to your bones. I command them to come into line with the kingdom. Every bone, every bone, every bone out right now in the name of Jesus. Just move over like that. Out now. Go. Go. Out. Out now in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father in heaven, for the blood. Even as I saw that man in Fiji get healed of HIV and his blood cell count became more than the average human, Father. Reverse, that's your word. Reverse the curse, Lord. We speak to the blood cell count to increase. Whatever blood cells need to grow, the white blood cells, the immunity in the blood, we speak to the blood to increase more than the average person in the mighty name of Jesus. Whew, that's it. Whew. Whew. Thank you, Father. Are you just here for support, sir?
My mate at work, his son. I've come up to ask for prayer for my work mate Nathan and his wife Amy, their young son Ryder, who's 5.
Let's just receive it right now because it's in the atmosphere right now. But you have to lay hands. You have to be the one that lay hands. I can release faith for you. Thank you, Jesus.
Ryder is 5. He's got leukemia, okay. And he's just undergone chemotherapy, so all of his hair has just fallen out. And today he's going in for blood tests.
Thank you, Father. Just a wee boy, 5 years old. Well, Father, we thank you that through this couple you will do a miracle, Lord Jesus. We release faith for it right now into the atmosphere. And we're going to release the healing anointing later today as a part of the service. And just believe that you guys will receive a healing anointing and the faith to step out and be the hands and feet of Jesus in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you guys. Thank you, Father. Are you up for prayer, mate, are you? Yeah. Your wife, is she here? Okay, just receive that right now. Just breaks right now. Just breaks. Just breaks. I come against all cancer. Father, we thank you that cancer will become known in the church like the common cold, Father, that it would be easily healed like the common cold, like migraine headaches, Father, that you will give us such a revelation of the gift of faith and the gift of God through the work of the cross, Father, in heaven. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. I speak over you that fire of God to be the hands and feet of Christ. That's it, fire right now. That's it. Fire right now in the name of Jesus, sir. That's it. Be the hands and feet of Christ. I release the gift of healing concerning cancer over your life and the gift of faith in Jesus' name. Lift your hands, Pam. Come on. Come on. Come on. Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. We declare that the work is done because Jesus said the work is finished. that the work is done in the season of trial. Whoa, I feel the anointing, the season of trial, the season of testing, the season that has ended in the mighty name of Jesus. Let it be gone, 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 let it be gone out of your body in Jesus' name.
Jesus, we just thank you right now for that healing gift. Burn in their hands right now in Jesus. Woo! Jesus' name, burn in them, burn in them, burn in them. Oh, the gift of faith to lay hands on the sick and see them recover. Woo! We just fill them right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for the faith. When they lay hands on their friend, we will see healing. You will see recovery. Woo! You will see the power of God move in Jesus' name.
Come on, clap to the Lord today. Thank you, Father in heaven. Jesus' mighty name. You're to go back this week. You're to go back this week and pray again. Amen? Oh, poll. And what I want to do is try and release that gift of healing at the end of the service. Amen? I just want to welcome our team as well that are here. We're raising up teams to help us with these revival events we've been doing up and down the nation just to take some of the load off concerning prayer. Can you guys just wave to the people, let them know who you are? Can we give them a God bless today? Just come in into the meeting. They've come from Wellington and some of them are local as well. And so they've paid their own way and all that type of stuff, their own accommodation. They're just hungry for a revival. And it's such a blessing having you guys here. And you know, just talk to them after the meeting. You know, they'll tell you their story. They'll tell you some of the things God's been doing through their lives. And it's just been so cool to be here. And we have lived in, 49 places this year. I made it. Oh, Lord, tap me on the back for that one. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 49 places, can you believe it? Just running with the fire of God up and down the nation. We just feel like there's a mandate on us, and it's the grace of God that we can do it. We travel with our family. We travel in a big car. We believe God for people to give us places to live and stay, and otherwise we just trust God to book stuff and pay for it. And God's been gracious to us in that realm. We just got back from Wanaka. We did a three-day revival in Wanaka. Just this weekend, Pastor Wayne, some of you know him, Peter Cartilage, okay, praise the Lord. And, oh, you were in Wanaka. You're at the meetings. Oh, you were there, okay. And so we had an amazing time, lots of deliverance, lots of healing, some really awesome things to happen, and we've already had a healing time, haven't we? Isn't this awesome? Praise the Lord. And so what I want to do today is release the healing gift. And there's three categories really here. There's those of us that haven't operated in healing before. God wants to give you the gift of healing. Amen? It's the same way you receive tongues. Someone prayed for you, said, pray in tongues. And you went, shaka, ba, ba, ba. Or first you went probably, ba, 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 ma, 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 sha, sha. And then eventually you went, ba, 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 and it came out. Amen? That's the same way you operate in the gift of healing. After prayer, you have to lay hands on your sick, and you might stumble a little bit and have the training wheels a little bit, but eventually things will start flowing and moving, and that gift will be released in your life, okay? There's some of you that have the healing gift, but maybe you haven't operated in a while. You prayed for a few people that didn't get healed, and you just kind of took a step back, and you kind of just lived in that disappointment and thought maybe it's not for you, but it's still resident in you. And God wants to refresh that, you know, that gift that is dormant and fan the flame of that gift. And then there's others that you already operate in that, but you just want to go to another level. You're like, you know, I'd love to get into the miracle realm. I'd love to get into the gift of faith realm. And you just want to upgrade that gift today. Amen. And I will do some impartation. And then tonight we can just have a breakout revival service. How does that sound? Amen. And so why am I talking about this, you know, and why is it not just, well, the evangelist is here to heal, isn't he, and things like that? It's because I believe that God is raising up a generation in the body of Christ that'll carry the healing gift to the nations of the world, amen, and we need that, amen. I can't go where that couple that came up to their friend, I can't go there, amen, but they can go there, hallelujah. And so, you know, with what is coming upon New Zealand, I believe that it is a time like no other that God is going to raise up the healing gift in New Zealand. Amen. I'm more sure of it than ever before, you know. And, you know, last year when Delta first hit, we were about to do our first meeting on the road when we come back from the islands in March 2020, and we're in Waihee. And the levels, if you remember, COVID was hitting, the levels were going down and the restrictions were coming in and everyone was pressuring us to cancel the event. And we felt like, no, God, we've got to do this event before all the lockdowns happen because, you know, you have a plan, you have a will. And people got healed at that event that would never have got healed if we'd have just cowered to the fear of what is being propagated at the moment by the mainstream media, et cetera, et cetera. And so during that time of conflict, I went into a series of visions. I was seeking the Lord, and I felt like the Lord say to me, Joe, I'm about to do a great healing move in the nations of the earth. And it just made sense to me because you know what? The devil does not get the upper hand when it comes to God. Amen. God always has the last laugh. Do you get what I'm saying? In fact, and this ain't scriptural, but it's pretty cool. He who laughs last laughs longest. Amen. And you know, the devil laughed for 3 days when he crucified Jesus. And on the third day, God got the last laugh. Amen. And he's been getting the last laugh with the devil ever since. Hallelujah. And so, Jesus, that's good, eh, sir? And so, God spoke to me about this healing move, and it's not the first time it's been prophesied, and lots of people have prophesied it before. But in a dream, as I was coming out of it, as I was coming out of sleep in the dream, as God was sharing this to me, I heard the word John Alexander Dowie. And some of you know the name. And contentious figure, right? But became kind of in vogue again through the God's Generals books that were out there about the heroes of faith. And I'd read those books. I'm a revival historian, particularly in the realm of healing, because that's one of our main gifts. And so I knew John Alexander Dowie was the father of the healing movement. He did healing before there were healing evangelists. He raised up the top healing evangelists, John G. Lake, Bosworth, all these healing guys that eventually produced the healing tent revivals in the 40s and 50s in America. He was the father of them. Didn't end well, but he still had the gift. Amen. Not all kings ended well in the Bible. And so I began to think, why are you telling me this, God? Because how does it relate to the pandemic that's in the world right now? And I began to go back into the God's Generals and read and read and read. And I discovered, as I was looking at the God's Generals, that John Alexander Dowie was a pastor in 1875 in Sydney, Australia, when there was a flu pandemic. And in 2 weeks, he buried 40 members of his congregation. 40 members. And he went alone to God after he had buried the 40th member. And he got alone with God and he began to cry out, God, I need to understand that you are the God that heals. I need a revelation. And he opened up his Bible and it fell on Acts chapter 10, verse 38, how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And suddenly the revelation of the God, the healing God that we all serve, and the anointing that is the vehicle for that healing, jumped off the page to him, and he got a revelation. Revelation leads to manifestation. And so as soon as that had happened, a person knocked on the door and opened up the door and said, Mary, one of the girls in your church is sick with the flu and she's about to die. So he raced round to the girl's house, came in just as the doctor was pronouncing the last rites, kicked the doctor out and said, Mary, in the name of Jesus, the God of Acts chapter 10, verse 38 comes upon you, be healed right now. And Mary lay down as if she was sleeping. And the wife said, she's dead. And John said, no, she's healed. And in a few minutes, she woke up and she said, I think I've been asleep for a long time. I need something to eat. Hallelujah. And after that, not one other person died in his church, and he became the father of the healing move.
through faith. And God said it's going to come again like that. Because out of great crisis comes great faith. And God is looking for a group of people, a body that is willing to stand up, willing to be raised up, willing to stand for the truth of the Word of God and begin to declare the healing power of Jesus Christ, because in no time like before, it's about to happen. It's happening now, but it's about to come, 2022. I'm telling you, it's hitting New Zealand. And God's looking for the church to be raised up. Now, God began to speak to me about this move of God, this move of healing, this revival that can happen. And I began to study pandemics through church history. And you know what I found out? Every pandemic in church history, there has been a revival. And God said to me, son, the danger is this might be the first pandemic that there's no revival if my church don't rise up. Because of the separation of church and state, and because we've been stripped of our authority in the marketplace, we can actually come under a spirit of slumber and withdraw, and we won't rise up and be who God has called us to be. And I'm believing that's not going to happen. I believe we're going to wake up, amen, like never before, hallelujah. You know, in Rome in about 50 AD, this is after the death of Christ and Christianity was spreading throughout the Roman Empire, for about 50 years they had a plague that swept through Rome and millions of people, you know, and thousands of people, whatever, I don't know the figures, died from it. But during that 50-year period, the church, and this is, they estimate church history, they estimate the church went from 1.2 million to 6 million followers in a 50-year people period in the midst of a plague. Because we are the hands and feet of Jesus. Amen. And the church knew, I am the one that is meant to minister to the sick. I am the one that is meant to go to the prison. I am the one that is meant to go to the least. I am the one that is meant to stand in the gap, because Jesus commands it of us to go and minister to the least. Amen. And some were miraculously saved from it. Some got it and God healed them, and some died and went to glory. I don't think there's a losing situation there. It's like win-win. You know what I mean? It's like win-win. You understand me? That's the reality that they faced in that day. Amen? And they didn't see it as a negative thing. It was like, well, I can be saved from it because God is my protector. No plague shall come near thy dwelling. If I get it, God can heal me because he's the God that heals me. And if I die from it, I'm going to heaven. We have a hope that the unbeliever doesn't have, church. We have a great hope. Amen. Just like Paul said, if we only have a hope in this life, we are of the most pitiful people. Amen. Our hope exists beyond this mortal coil, this natural world. Amen. And so we need to have, I'm just believing, you know, I'm not here to tell you what to do. Your pastor's here and say, do this, do that. I'm just believing that God is going to stir up a gift of faith in the body of Christ in 2022 to meet this thing head on. Amen. Amen. We're not going to back down from any devil. He is the name above every other name. Hallelujah. Amen. At the name of Jesus, they will bow. Glory be to God. Anyway, I read the end of the book and we win. Woo-hoo! Amen? Come on, somebody. We win. The dragon's cast into the lake of fire. Amen. Come on, we need that gift of healing. And so as I was talking about it, meditating on this, and I've shared it with Rob and Lynn, if you want the transcript of this, as I was meditating on it, I was talking to a pastor friend about 2 days ago. And he said to me, Joe, he said, you know what's been stirring up in me? And I said, what's that, man? And he said, Ratana. Yeah. So I haven't put this in yet. I hope you haven't released it yet. I really want to put this bit in because this is the missing link. And I said, okay, cool, man, cool, you know, because I knew a bit of the history. And he said, you know when Ratana started? I said, no. The Spanish flu pandemic. And it hit me like a ton of bricks right between the eyes. I went, hang on, what did you say? He said, right in the start, in 1918, in the Spanish flu pandemic, 50 million people died around the world, and God gave a gift of healing to a young Māori farmer in Whanganui. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, somebody. Do we have any tangata whenua in the house today? Woo! How old are you? How old are you? 4 years old, and she's shouting me down. Come on, somebody. Come on, sister. Yes, I'm praying for you. Jesus. Ratana had done this, had this visitation of a cloud coming, and the Holy Spirit spoke out of him and said, you know, I'm cleanse my people, I'm coming, you know, to do a move of God. And then they'd brought this one man that had a needle in his knee, and the doctors didn't want to operate, and they were afraid that the needle would be contaminated, get gangrene and die. And they prayed for this kid, and the needle manifested through his thigh through about 5 days of prayer and popped out of his thigh, and they picked it out and threw it away, and he was healed. And so they took Ratana to this chief where they were doing a tangi for all the people that had died from the Spanish flu. And the chief's daughter was dying, and she was the only daughter left. All the other siblings had died. And he prayed for the daughter, and she got healed. And the revival got so crazy that they literally asked the government if the government would pay for the buses, because the buses were having to get off the bus route and drive hundreds of people every day by bus to the pa so Ratana could heal them. And I'm not a historian in this respect, so I'm not going to mention anything more, but let me tell you this. According to the history, he only really had the healing gift for 3 or 4 years. But in that short space of time, he was one that stood in the gap against Spanish flu and brought a healing move of God to the nation. And they reckon that during that time, 1/3 of all Māori people joined the Ratana Church. 1/3 of all Māori people. That was a move of God. Hallelujah. So all through history, Martin Luther, right, Martin Luther, who brought Protestantism to the earth, the just shall live by faith. Did you know he was in the middle of a plague? And the history says all the elders had left him. He said, I'm not going to blame them. Everyone has their personal reason. He said, it's only me left and a couple of the elders, but Christ is with us. See, Christ wants to be with you in the middle of the storm, in the middle of the crisis, in the middle of the persecution. Amen? Christ wants to be by your side. Amen? Though all may have forsaken me, yet Christ is with me. Hallelujah. We're getting to that stage, church, and I'm excited to be alive. I just can't think of a better time. I'm just so excited. It's like the worst it gets, man, the more excited I get. Because God's got the upper hand. And if the devil's releasing this, it's because God's about to release something far bigger and far greater into the earth. Amen? And God said to me this. He said, out of great crisis, son, is going to come great faith. And so I believe we're at the threshold of some major crises in New Zealand in 2022 because of COVID. But I believe we're on the threshold of great faith rising in the hearts of God's people. And so today, I want to release the healing gift that's on me and Leslie's life to see what we do. I want to release an impartation, not just for the one or two, or you might feel called, but whosoever wills. To have an upgrade in the spirit today. And before I do that, I want to share a little testimony about how this is going to work in your life. I'm going to do it by the prayer of faith. We're not going to do an altar call. I'll do it by the prayer of faith. Our son, Judah, was 7 years old. We were driving through Hawaii. And we're on the way to a church service. And we were praying. And Judah, as seven, said, Dad, I feel fire in my hands. As a seven-year-old boy. And I said to him, son, that's the healing gift. I said, so now on, when I'm standing in the healing line, you can help me pray for the sick. So as a seven-year-old boy, he would literally stand in the healing line with us and move along and begin to pray for the sick with me. One day we're praying for the sick. We prayed for a lady in Hawaii. She had this shoulder issue. And he was praying for her, laying hands on her. And he said, "Dad," and he pulled my coattail, you know, and you're in the middle of a meeting. It's kind of like, "Yes, son, quickly. And he said, "Dad, I don't need to pray for her to have fire in her hands." I said, "Why not?" "Because she already has fire in her hands." 7 years old. And I looked at this lady and I said, "Has anyone ever told you you might have a healing gift?" She said, you know, turned white kind of thing and said, "When I was a young woman, a pastor prophesied over me that I had a healing gift and I've never used it." See, Judah, as a seven-year-old, exercising the gift of healing, could sense by the discerning of spirits that that lady already had the gift of healing resident in her hands. She'd never used it, but it was there. That's why I'm saying there's dormancy sometimes that we've got to stir up. Amen. So as this began to happen, Judah would begin to do this and pray. And so one day I said to Judah, "Hey, Judah, why don't we do this? When you feel the fire, ask God for a word. He might give you a word. He might give you a picture in his mind. And you know, just ask him to show you something about a sickness that might be in the room and tell Daddy. And then, you know, I will share it." And because he was only seven at the time. And, you know, and you can pray for the people that come up. So he's like, "All right." So he's sitting in the service, feels fires on his hand. This is in Samoa. He goes, "Dad, I've got a word. I've got a word. There's a couple of people here that have a left knee problem. Da, 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 da." So I'm like, "Hey, anyone here with a left knee problem?" Two ladies came forward. Boom. Judah prays for them. Down they go. Testify to their healing. 7, 8 years old. Starts to flow in the word of knowledge with the gift of healing on his life to stir it up. Now, sometimes he's just a kid. He's still only, you know, he's 11 now. Sometimes all he wants to do is play iPad and go play with toys, and that's cool. We don't push it. But sometimes when he's in the atmosphere and that gift begins to kick in, we were in Motueka, and Judah began to kick in the gift, and the pastor was pretty much like, "Does Judah have anything else?" And I was pretty much, "I'm done." It's like, "Don't worry about the preacher anymore. I want to know what Judah's got to say." Amen. He began to flow in that gift. We want to stir up the gift of healing. And this little one who's five, we don't know what her gifts are yet, but we've got a pretty good idea she's going to be radical, whatever she does, for Jesus. It's going to manifest. She's about five, so give it another year or two, and that thing will start to... And we just have to understand it, respond to it, give opportunity for it, and that thing is going to begin to grow, you see. But how many of us in this room have the dormancy of the gift? Because you've been in meetings, you've been in revival meetings, you've had preachers pray for you for years, but that you're not activating the gift of God, and it's dormant. If we had a, you know, like one of those x-rays, you know, they can see past things and see the bone. If I had like a spiritual x-ray and I could look in, you know, and you could see all the gifts lined up there and you could see how much they've been affected, how much they've been used, amen. We got to stir that gift up. We got to activate that gift, amen. And then some of you here are kind of saying, "Well, this is the first time for me." And God wants you to know, well, it's time to get a gift. But here's the thing, on one condition before I pray. If we activate the gift this week sometime, you have to pray for a sick person. You have to activate the gift. I was in, just one more story, and then we'll do the prayer of faith. I was in Kapiti Coast at the new wine festival at the start of the year, and I did a message, and this kid came up to me afterwards from YWAM. He was a German guy. And you know, Germans, they're quite sometimes intimidating people. Anyway, he came up and he stood right in my face like this, like, I'm like, "Hello." He goes, "I want the gift of healing." And I'm like, "Okay." He goes, "I've prayed for lots of people for years. No one got healed." I'm like, "Okay, well, all right then. You want the gift of healing?" He's like, "Yes, please, can I have the gift?" I'm like, "Okay, well, yeah, I'll pray for you." We're in the middle of about 1,000 people. There were tents there. It's like this festival thing, right? So I stand there and I said, "Okay, mate, I'm going to release the gift of healing over you right now. But you have to activate it straight away." As I lay hands on him, a lady walks past that got healed in the service the night before. Out of 1,000 people, she walks past as I'm laying hands on him for the gift of healing. And I said, "Are you the lady that got healed last night?" She goes, "Yeah." I said, "Are you still healed?" She goes, "Yeah, I'm still healed." I said, "This is a sign to you, buddy. God's going to give you this gift. Take it now in Jesus' name." And he got touched, and the fire of God was there. And I said, "Okay, bud, see ya." Walked off.
About 15 minutes later, I'm talking to someone else. Suddenly, I feel this shadow, you know. And I look, he's right there. It was like 20 minutes. I said, what do you want, dude? You're scaring me now. He said, I just prayed for two people. They both testified they got healed. In 20 minutes of one prayer, he was operating in the healing anointing. So I'm just encouraging your faith, amen? So why don't we pray, Rob, eh? Why don't we just get some keys going? And we're going to pray the prayer of faith concerning these gifts today, and I'm just believing there's going to be a manifestation upon your life. And then tonight, we're going to just have a, I don't know what's going to happen tonight, but, you know, praise God, the team will be here and other people as well, can, and we'll just have a good time, and the Lord will see some more awesome stuff. But if that's you today, those three categories, you've never had it before, but I've stirred your faith today. Like this young man over here, he's just looking at me like, this young man's going to get it, man, today. He hasn't missed a word. Or it's dormant, and you know it's dormant, and you haven't been faithful with the gift. Or you have it, but you want to upgrade to another level. I just want you to stand up right now in the name of Jesus, and we're going to pray. Thank you, Father. Just put your hands out to God like you're going to receive something, and already some of you are going to start feeling heat come upon your hands. Okay, put them out like you'd be receiving a gift from the Lord. Now, we're receiving today. We're not praying. We're not interceding. We're not giving out to God. We're receiving in. So you have to focus on the Holy Spirit. Focus on who He is. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I just thank You for the gift of healing to manifest in this meeting. I thank You for the grace that's on my life, Lord Jesus. I thank You for the message, the prophetic message and the unction You've given me to declare and to prepare the body of Christ right now for what is about to come, that out of great crisis is going to come great faith, that as sickness begins to come more pronounced, so Your healing power will become more pronounced, that there will be a day where they will bring cars and they will bring buses to the house of God, like in times of church history, where they will bring the ambulances through the place, where they will bring people coming because they know I can get healed in the house of God because there is such a manifestation. So right now, Father, for those that haven't had the gift but they're hungry for it today, I release that gift right now in Jesus' name. Let the healing fire begin to come upon your hands. Let burning come upon your heart. Let the tangible fire of God begin to manifest on you. Now focus on the Lord. Some of you are going to start feeling that heat just begin to burn on your hands right now as the healing gift is released. Some of you are going to start feeling like your chest beginning to burn as those gifts is just imparted into your spirit, into your belly right now. And for those of you that have the healing gift, but it's dormant, you haven't been faithful, you haven't activated in a while, maybe you got disappointed, right now, Jesus, I just fan the flame. I fan the flame of that healing gift. I thank You that this church, Living Waters Church, will be known as a healing and miracle church. It'll be known as a hospital. It'll be known as people can come and receive from the miracle realm that is in this place, that You'll bring a flow of the Spirit and a flow of healings and miracles through this house, that You're preparing lighthouses, that You're preparing healing hubs up and down the nation. You're preparing certain cities to be known as healing cities, certain churches to be known as healing churches, Father, in this hour, Lord Jesus. We're not asking for the prophecy of it. We're asking for the possession of it. We're not asking You for to do it in the future. We're asking You to do it now in the mighty name of Jesus. Do it now. And those, Father, right now that operate in this gift, but they want to upgrade into the realm of miracles, Father, I thank You that the angelic realm and the gift of miracles would manifest on their life like never before. That they would step outside these doors today and You would bring pictures of people that are meant to pray for right now. You would show them peoples in their neighborhood. You would show them peoples on their street. You would show peoples in their area. You would show them peoples in the hospital. You'd show them people in the relatives and in the dairies. You'd show them people that this week, Father, there's just going to be an outbreak. This week, there's going to be an unction. This week, we're going to enter into that contending for the breaker.
into this room right now in the name of the living God.
I will give you all my worship. I will give you all my praise. You alone I long to worship. You alone are worthy of my praise. Lord, I give you all my worship. Lord, I give you all my praise. 'Cause you alone I long to worship. You alone are worthy of my praise.
Let's just do something right now. Right, if you've got sickness in your body or an injury that has not recovered properly, lift up your hand right where you are. Now, there's a whole lot of people around you have either had something activated or released or imparted. So now we're going to have a time where we can activate. Okay? So have a look around you. Some of you, you've all got your hands up. So some of you are going to have to migrate a bit into an area where there's a higher intensity of hands. Okay, so look for people around you and just ask them if it's all right if you lay hands on them. And if it is okay, then lay hands on them, on their shoulder. And there's a few more around, a few more around. If people over here haven't got anybody in front of them. Come on, we've just had an impartation and activation. Come on. Come on, put it, get activated, people. Over here, there's still more people that haven't got anybody with them. And pray right now. Thank you, Father, right now. We thank you for the grace, your grace right now. Thank you, Father. PJ and Kezia, are you coming over here, are you? God bless you. Yeah. And Colleen, okay, pray for each other if you haven't got anybody with you. In Jesus' name right now. Father, we thank you for that activation in Jesus' name, that activation right now, activation right now in the name of Jesus, right now. Thank you, Father, right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, right now. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that anointing that flows down over your whole body, over every believer. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Thank you right now. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Very good. Thank you, Joseph. Thank you, Leslie. Thank you so much. And there may be somebody here, you haven't received Christ yet as your Lord. You haven't received Jesus yet. You haven't asked him into your life. If that's you, could you just wave at me? You want to be prayed for right now? You want to have somebody lead you to Christ right now? If that's you, put up your hand. Maybe somebody online. I'll get back into the line of the camera. If that's you. We're going to pray this together, church. We're going to pray this together. And if you're online and you're watching, you haven't received the Lord yet, or you want to rededicate your life to the Lord and it feels like you've gone a bit cold, maybe there's somebody here, it feels like your heart's gone a bit cold, your love's gone a bit cold. Maybe sort of just there's been sort of a shutdown around your life, or maybe your heart's become discouraged because of just the rubbish talk of somebody around you. And you've just become discouraged in your faith and you're wondering really about the reality of God. I want to tell you, he's more real than you and I are. He is the eternal reality. So if that's you, so let's pray together. Let's pray together, church. Follow after me. Father, in Jesus' name, I believe that Jesus is your son, that he died on a cross to cancel out the record of my sin and to free me from the master of sin and set me free to follow you, Jesus. So Jesus, come into my life. I turn away from sin. I turn toward you. I put my trust in you. Receive me as your child today. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Let's give the Lord a great bless. God bless this morning. Thank you, Father. We thank you. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Well, hallelujah. Looking around the corner there. Yeah. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. Go out and lay hands on somebody somewhere. We're back here tonight. 7 o'clock we start, and we'll be starting sharp at 7, okay? And so please be here before that. And we'll get to have an awesome time tonight. God bless you. Have a great afternoon.